The following program is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest. This is the ever-changing, transcendental, multilingual, two-ton mustard seed. Tune in.
Against ripples, in endless counterpoint of restless living. Now here, now there, see a few crests have joined, and the ripples proudly swell, becoming waves.
I be a mirror, take what you are, yet you don't know. I be the wind, rain and the sunset, light on your door, show that you're home, when you think the light takes in your mind, there inside you is dead and unkind, when you think you know that you are not ready, you put down your hands, I see you.
Sleeping their time. Watch. See how the waves reach upward, but soon dip to form humble stars.
I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hand, cause I see you.
When the mind is troubled, it is confused. It cannot reflect anything. It is the stillness of the mind that makes one capable of receiving impressions and of reflecting them. In Persia, the mind is called a mirror. Everything in front of the mirror appears in it. But when this is taken away, the mirror is clear. The reflections do not remain. They remain in the mirror as long as the mirror is focused on it. And so it is with the mind.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. come out of the rain when you stray. No one remembers your name when you stray, when you stray, when you're strange.
Which creates atmosphere. One often wonders why it is that one feels uncomfortable in the presence of someone without his having done any harm. Or that one feels excited in the presence of someone. Or that one gets out of tune, tired, confused in the presence of someone else. Why is it? It is the effect of that person's mind. The mind which is restful and peaceful gives rest and peace to those who come within the atmosphere of that mind. The mind that is on fire creates fire in the atmosphere, and everyone within its atmosphere is consumed in the same fire. Separate two minds which are focused on one another. Distance is never a bar to this phenomenon. Have we not seen in warfare the women folk of the soldiers, their mothers, wives, children, linked with their dear ones fighting at the front and feeling their conditions and knowing when a soldier was wounded or killed? Thought vibrations in the profound depth become a picture, a design. One thought, one particular design, one particular picture becomes reflected.
Or pause breathlessly.
And because it is so mirrored upon him, the other person feels it in an instant. Reflection is not like a conversation. In a conversation, every word unfolds the idea more. So the idea gradually becomes manifest. But in a reflection, in one flash of an instant, the whole idea is reflected. The whole idea is there in the form of a picture, mirrored in the mind which has received it.
Your emotion and feeling.
Three saw made of brick with gold crosses on a stick, and your nose is too small for this land. Inside your head is your town, inside your room, your jail, inside your mouth, the elephant's trunk and booze. The only key to your bed. Everyday life has been learned by the way of reflection. The way of walking, of sitting, of speaking that a youth may show is always from a reflection, an impression which has fallen upon his heart, which he expresses as his own manner, movement, way of expression. There are youths in whose lives we may see every day a new change. A change in voice, word, movement. He himself may not know where it has come from, and yet it has come from somewhere. The voice, word, or movement, manner or attitude which has impressed his heart has changed his everyday life. A youth is especially impressionable. All that he expresses is what he has caught from others.
Into the darkness he was sent by parents who were ignorant. Tied down to his mother's strings, unable to be anything. Puzzled by the things he hears, his questions fall on their deaf ears. And the father, thinking work comes first, ain't got the time to quench a thirst. Once he was a child, a beautiful child, a child of clay. Shaped and molded into what he is today. But who is to blame for this child of out into the street at night, the answer he may meet. With sick and twisted minds, he shares the searching questions his heart bears. And from the dregs, the answers find their way into his supple mind. In time, the planted seeds will grow into a twisted vine below. No, 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 no. Once he was a child, a beautiful child, a child of clay. Shaped and molded into what he is today. But who is to blame for this child of clay? And now his aimless days begin to drift into sordid sin. And soon his dislike turns to hate as the stamp of life seals his fate. And so the night conceals his name, and the day sleeps off his shame. Deprived of love and rocked by fear of feeling that the end is near. No, 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 no. To blame for this child. Once he was a child, a beautiful child, a child of clay. Shaped and molded into what he is today.
In all things, there is God. But the object is the instrument, and man is life itself. Into the object, a person puts life. When a certain thing is being made, it is at that time that life is put into it, which goes on and on, like breath in a bottle.
Wave on wave.
When we take flowers to a patient and we bring a healing thought with them, the flowers convey the thought of healing.
Until
and as the patient looks at the flowers, he will receive from the flowers the healing which has been put there. Any eatable, any sweet,
far
anything that we take to a friend with a thought of love,
no quiver of
may create a harmonious, happy result with him. Therefore, every little thing given and taken in love with a harmonious and good thought has a greater value than the object itself. No disease that enough love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest, most powerful being in the world. Emmett Fox.
brightest reason. Mentally watch the moon rise on a boundless lake. Ripples lapped against ripples in endless countersunk of restless rhythm. Now here, now there, see a few steps of sound, and the ripples proudly stare behind the waves. But how fleeting they come.
Changing, transcendental, multilingual, two-ton mustard seed. The program of better living through the chemistry of love. The mustard seed is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest. Good evening. From KFRC and KFRC-FM in San Francisco, this is Perspective. I'm Ed Hirsch. Tonight, a discussion of the press by the press, from the establishment to the underground. Participating in a...